Voices is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 2nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I have got one more question about Noah that I have always wondered about. As the servants of God and Empire made were clones, were Noah's sons actually his sons, or just children that had been assigned to him to raise? I've always wondered about that.
Well, I can see where that would be a valid question, Alora. Yes, Noah's sons were his actual sons. The Gardens took eggs from Noah's wife and sperm from Noah and combined them and made his sons. So, technically, they were actually his sons, just as much as if they had been produced in the ordinary way. They were Noah's offspring. They carried his genetic inheritance. This was a reward that the Gardens did for the servants that did an excellent job. They produced their children for them. It was a common practice. Many of the children of the clones, as you call them, were their actual children, were produced with their eggs and their sperm. So, yes, Alora, Noah's sons were his actual sons. They were his actual flesh and blood. And that's what makes what happened even more defiling and even more sickening.
Another mystery solved, Nazarene. Thanks, but still, Rose.
It was even grosser, Alora, when Ham reached the afterlife and received the punishment for the evil that he did, eternal death.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet where he shows many of his works, and I have even dabbled a little bit using his physical form and made a few artworks myself that I've displayed there. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm.
Do visit it when you have time.
We're back. Nazarene, it's our 35th anniversary. I understand that there are those in the kingdom of God that are still very angry that we have never had any children, even though it might not be possible for Demetrius to father any. Is there any possibility of this situation ever being resolved?
Well, actually, Alora, this situation should have been resolved many years ago, but those who were supposed to come forward and resolve it haven't come forward. And it is one of those things that when you and Demetrius finally get going, is going to have to be taken care of. We're going to have to find out if Demetrius's seed has become sound again and it is safe for him to try to produce children. And it is something that needs to be done. One of the many things that has not been done that should have been done long ago. And yes, Alora, many, many people in the entire afterlife, not just the kingdom of God, are very, very angry about this. And the people that were responsible for taking care of this situation and fixing this situation are going to be very, very miserable when they get into the afterlife because they did not do the job that they were supposed to do because they were afraid of how man would feel about it. How man feels about anything doesn't matter when you're doing the right thing. And it's about time that people started doing the right thing while there's still some people left to do it.
Wow, Nazarene, I wouldn't want to be any of those people when they come up to you. That's going to be a show.
They're going to think they're standing right in the middle of a thunderstorm, Laura. They're going to think thunder and lightning is pounding on them. Anyways, that's how people describe it when I have a conversation like that with anyone.
We'll be back again.
¶¶